talking about Zmanim a little bit. I'd like to talk about the Zman known as Tibichle Achilles Press. So just clarify a few points about the phrase. So the phrase means the time it takes to eat a pras. A pras is a portion, a part of something. So what's it a part of? So if you learn Masechtas Erevin, you'll learn about the size of the loaf of bread that you need to use to make an Eruv. It's relevant in Rubi Chatzeris, it's relevant in Rubi Tchumen. So that there was a focus on the Gemara, how large this loaf of bread is. It's enough to cover for two meals. One Mandomer says it's 3 bayim, six bayim, one Mandomer says it's 8 bayim. Machlokes Tanoim in the Gemara. That's for two meals. So a half of that, a pras, is going to be enough for one meal. So it's either going to be 3 bayim or 4 bayim, a half of 6 or a half of 8. But the Machlokes, how we paskin? Rashi Shitas, we paskin, six bayim is the loaf, and therefore 3 bayim is a chedei chilas pras. According to the Rambam, it's 8. And therefore, the half of that is 4. So the machlokes is whether the shear is the time it takes to eat 3 bayim's worth of bread or time it takes to eat 4 bayim's worth of bread. Now, the Gemara says that we're talking about eating it in the most optimal way possible. The person is sitting, he's leaning back, so he's focusing on his eating. He's eating with some type of condiment which makes it easier to go down. So he's going to eat it as quickly as possible, but not in a way which is achila gasa. He's eating it in a normal fashion. So if you picture the shirim of kebayim, not these gigantic shirim, but some of the smaller shirim which we mentioned before, it doesn't take that long to eat bread, which is nice and soft, and it has something on it which makes it taste good, and it's easy, and your person is focused on his eating, it doesn't take that long to eat it. So how long does it take to eat this amount? And this is relevant to many areas of halacha. This is relevant to you. You can open up almost any chelik of Mishnah Berurah, and you'll find somewhere it's going to discuss the din of chelik pras. And chelik alav talks about the shiloh din of tzoya batinuk. When he eats the h, he can eat a kazayt echelis pras. Now with soya, it's din of tzoya. In its chelik beis, it talks about the din of bracha chorina. You'll need a bracha chorina if you eat your kazayt with echelis pras. If a person, Ramosha points out, if a person doesn't eat his bread and his meal kazayt echelis pras, it doesn't patch the rest of the meal. The person eats one kazayt of bread, not kazayt echelis pras, hamoitzi. He has to make a bracha rishon and a bracha chorina on the rest of the food because it doesn't patch the rest. It's not considered a meal, so it's not considered that everything else is tuffle to the pass. It's relevant in the Hilchos Shir for a Suda on Shabbos. You have to get your Kedayis of the Echidus Pras. It's relevant in Hilchos Pesach in multiple places. Besides the mitzvah matzah, but mitzvah morer, it's relevant in regards to Ruvah's Chometz, etc. It has many dinim. It's relevant in Yom Kippur that a person who's a Karlan has to eat. We would like him to eat, as if possible, to eat an achila which is not mitzvah. Eat it longer than it takes the Achilles Pras. So that's where the place where the person discusses it most is over there. It's relevant in Hilchos Tumah Tahara. Mashiach will come. We'll learn the halachas of Metzorah, Tzaras. Person goes into Bais HaManugah, this is Parsha. So if he stays there, the time it takes the Achilles Pras, he has a different than a Tumah. So it has relevance to me in all many different areas of halacha. How long is it? So some service says it's at least 2 minutes and not more than 9. So that's quite a range. Most places disagree with some Sefer's measurement of 9 minutes. They say that you cannot rely on that measurement. Chazanish says, even though I feel that he's wrong, but some Sefer said it. So therefore, in Yom Kippur, if possible, the Chalosh should wait 9 minutes between Achilas. So what is a shear which a person can rely on? Rambam says that's difficult for a Chalosh. He can rely on a shear of 4.5 minutes. But preferably, he says, the shear of the Marcheshes. The Marcheshes says the shear is 3 minutes. It's less than 3 minutes. So a person can finish his Kedei Achilas Pras in 2 minutes, that's the best. If you can finish it in a time of 3 minutes, that's also acceptable. He says that's the Ikra Shear, which he holds as correct. Then he says a person after that, the shirim go, there's a shear of 4 minutes, a shear of 4.5 minutes, a shear of 5 minutes, a shear of 6 minutes. You name your pesik, I'll give you a number. So, but preferably a person should try and finish his kedai achilas pras, which is relevant for the mitzvah of moitzi matzah and the relevant for the mitzvah of mortar and the mitzvah of karech and the mitzvah of afikoyman. The person should finish those in the time it takes, preferably to finish it in 3 minutes. Now, again, we said the shiur of exercise is not that big. If a person focuses on his meal, he's able to do that. Have a good morning.